was And at Jack's, this Wednesday, will be the Vaughn Ambrose Quartet. On Thursday, Freddie Cole will be at Blues Alley, and Thad Wilson's will be directing the Twins Jazz Orchestra. I think it's this Thursday, but I know it may be every other Thursday, so check, again, Twins website. On Friday, Reginald Sinji is at Westminster Church. Also on Friday, Ande Music brings Sarah Hughes Trio. And unfortunately, Sarah was carjacked. She lost her saxophone and her car. And our prayers are sent out to her. And hopefully she can find that her alto saxophone. And if not, there are fundraisers going on to help her. And I hope you're going to be okay, Sarah. I can imagine that was a terrible experience. At Twins on Friday and Saturday, Chaney Thomas, bass player here in the Washington, D.C. area that played for many years with Buck Hill. And at Bethesda Blues, again on Friday, Sharon Clark and Tom Williams will be performing. And to get more information about what's happening in town, listen to the Evening Jazz. They are playing the calendar. We're going to go to Charmaine Michelle, and we'll also hear some words from her music and some words about her music. Thanks again so much for tuning in.
Is my first steps to learning how to produce. It was a project I felt I should do. It was on my bucket list to do. And it's kind of funny. I have a daytime that I was able to save up money, and I knew I wanted to invest in a project. And when Trump was elected, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to do this. Because the apocalypse could happen, and then we'll all be in survival mode. So I should go ahead and do it, because you never want to wait, because something could always happen. So I was talking to one of my friends. I was like, what kind of song should I have? And he's like, you know, you're really great. One of my good friends, Jorge Ayala, he says, you know, you're really great at ballads. You should make an EP of ballads. And so that's how we're talking today. I rounded up some of the musicians that I know, and I didn't really know much about producing or studio, so I got some referrals. So I did two of the tracks at Peabody Studios and with some of my friends from Baltimore, And then I also recorded at Bias Studios because I got a referral for that, and I wanted just to see what was the difference in the two studios. And I got some of my BC friends and some of my friends in Baltimore as well to record some tracks down at Bias Studios.
Informed in terms of lessons and teachers, what was the best jazz lesson you ever received, and who provided it for you?
Oh, by far, Barry Harris. A lot of my friends in New York, they hit me to the Barry Harris workshops up in New York. And so I climbed up on a bus and headed up to New York to take a workshop with Barry Harris. And he explained to me that, or he explained to the class, that bebop is really more about rhythm and timing than it was about harmony, that a lot of the devices they were using was about rhythm. And making sure that you land on the downbeats correctly, and that really opened up the door for me. Like, anything by Barry Harris just really helped me understand what bebop was about how to play it. So that definitely took my playing and understanding of not just transcribing, but how to break down the transcribing and make it work for me.
Now, in your opinion, what is the single most difficult challenge for jazz musicians today?
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well, besides just learning the music, you know, I think it's balancing the business with the music right now. Because before, I think past generations, you could kind of focus on just the music, but I feel, and I could be wrong about that, but definitely now musicians have to know technology in a way that they've never had to before, like knowing how to set up a website, knowing how to, you know, do emails, do social media, do, you know, the booking, create videos. They're even having to self-produce their own their music now. So I think the amount of skills, various non-musical skills you need to have a successful career.
Do you think that your involvement in the church affected your music in terms of, a lot of musicians say, playing in the church helped them to swing harder? What do you think?
Oh, definitely. Of church is definitely important to how I play jazz. Like, if I can't feel it, you know, if I can connect with it, it's definitely a challenge for me to play. But definitely church, it definitely influences my philosophy about how music is very spiritual.
Where would you like to be musically in the next 5 years?
Wow. Well, in the next 5 years, I would definitely like to have out more of my projects that document the experiences of Black women. That's definitely where I would definitely like to produce more of that and have more artwork and music about that, because I think in jazz there are not a lot of Black female instrumentalists that are putting out music about our experiences. You know, definitely the Black male experience is being well documented, but I think that the voice of Black females is not well represented right now. There are some good horn players out there, and I think vocalists do a good job, but, you know, as composers and as instrumentalists, I think there definitely needs to be more of a voice and a presence of Black females.
I'd like to thank you so much for spending this time with us. But before we leave, I want you to let our listeners know about anywhere you're going to be performing. I saw that you're going to be performing at Germano's.
Yes,
August 19th
in Baltimore, Maryland. You can go to my website, CharmaineMichelle.com, CharmaineMichelle.com, and you can learn about where I'm playing next, and that is Germano's. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, in Baltimore.
That's what I didn't know. If I was that.
Yes.
Okay, and I think the address is 300 South High Street at Fawn Street in Baltimore, Maryland. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's where we can see her performing. Now, do you have any other projects that you're working on right now?
No, just getting this one out. And then next, hopefully, I'll be working on a Christmas single and just booking and playing around town.
Thank you.
was Charmaine Michelle with her group, and she has had two different groups on the on this CD. One group was with a DC group, and the other was with a Baltimore group. And I'll give you more information about that in just a moment. Those two groups, here it is. The tune that we listened to, I Fall in Love Too Easily, was Justin Taylor. Howard Kingfish Franklin on the drums. Piano was Justin Taylor. Herman Burney was on the bass. And on When I Fall in Love, we heard Enko Evans on tenor sax. Mark Evans is on here on vocals on another tune, but we'll have to listen to that probably next week. Darius Scott on piano. And we heard Jesse Moody on drums. Charmaine Michelle, her CD, Love Takes Time. It's an EP. She lives in Baltimore, Maryland. She attended Peabody School of Music. After raising children and going to school in a completely different subject area, but always involved in music, As she said, she got a job, she saved her pennies and did this CD for our enjoyment. Thank you so much, Charmaine, and thank you for doing the interview with me. I had a lot of fun, and I want to let listeners know that you'll be able to go to my podcast and listen to all of these interviews in entirety, because most of them were like 15 minutes or so. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, WPFW, all of you listeners who make it possible for us to present all of these musicians' music for your entertainment and also your education. You heard some of the things she said, and you heard some of the interviews over the weeks that I've done in terms of this music and where it's going and where it is and where it was.